Oh, snapperoo. I got that triple OG, OG Gangsta Twist. My dog Matthew Lopez is in the house.
What's up, y'all?
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't know, you will know. By the end of this show, it's a good one. It's Friday night, Craig.
Let's do this, Day-Day.
Wait. Why do I got to be Day-Day?
You're not the smart one. I'm the smart one.
Come on now. Hey, no. What's up, Matt?
Not much, brother. Thanks for having me out here. Your beautiful, humble abode.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, I'm just, you know, I know we're still in quarantine, but I'm breaking the law.
Listen, no one comes out here anyway. No one's going to catch us. They don't know what we're doing out here.
Right. I mean, I'm over it.
We're outlaws.
I am over it, dude.
We're outlaws. Thank goodness I really haven't been able, like, been really affected by it, so.
Yeah, so, okay, so let me break it down to you real quick, guys. This is a dude that, man, when did you move here to Colorado now?
2016.
So he moved in. So he was, the only reason I know him is he came into the gym. He's one of Justin Gaethje's, childhood friends?
Yeah, my dad was his coach when we were growing up. I started wrestling when I was four or five. I think I'm a year older than him. He started wrestling when he was four. And in our little town of Safford, we were the only, like, we grew up wrestling our whole lives. So
that's yeah, how I knew. So we
traveled all over the world, all over the country together.
Yeah, we're going to get into that because I want to know a little bit more about Gaethje myself and how you used to beat his ass down, I'm sure.
So good.
I know, I can't wait. But, so, man, former UFC fighter, UFC vet. Hey, two UFC vets right here.
Oh,
hey,
no,
wait,
no,
where's
no,
yours
no,
at?
No, not mine.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a little shot of fireball real quick. Me and Matt.
To our UFC career.
Yeah.
Lack there we go.
Oh, that's a little bit of fireball. These are the big ones, too. Anyways,
yeah,
dog.
You like them big.
You're so dumb. So, a couple things, guys, before we get started. I want to give a big shout out to my boy Skinny Codes back in the studio. He got scared. He was like, man, I can't go, man. We're supposed to have social distancing and all that. And he was like,
I can't be around two Mexicans.
I tell that to everybody
myself.
I don't want to hang out with. 10 years from now, Luke, I'm sorry, man. It's COVID, bro. I can't come over.
Hey, no. You can really use that one. Until they make a vaccine, that's true.
That is good, right? So, anyways, my boy Skinny Codes here. He's going to be helping. He's been in this plan for day one. And finally, on episode 12, we get him out.
Trying to bring a little culture into the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to my 38 OnlyFans subscribers. Matt, I appreciate all your support through all the COVID. And just so everybody at home listening knows, I'm running a special right now. You pay for one butt cheek, and I'll send you a picture of both of them.
Hey, you better jump on that. That's limited time only.
That's right.
Oh, so that's my boy Skinny Code. You'll be hearing him dropping. He's like be pulling stuff on the screen. Yeah, man, he's a man of many trades. And honestly, like I owe him so much because he's always just helped me out. In
so much money,
ways.
So much money is what he means. Yeah. So much dollars.
He's definitely saved me a lot of money, and to boot, he's actually a good friend. I can rely on him.
Yeah, very happy to be here. Very happy.
Unlike some people that I know, you know, sit next to me.
Hey, you guys know anybody that knows Luke?
Yeah,
knows Luke.
Yeah, I know. Don't let's not dig that. Let's not open that closet door.
Pandora's box.
Get back in the closet. Get back in the closet with that one.
Matt is LFA. Well, it was called RFA at the time, right?
When I first got into it, it was RFA, and then they switched to LFA.
Yeah, and where were you training at then? Where were you fighting at in California, right?
So kind of I was just helping coach the kids' wrestling program at this Rain Training Center down in Southern California, Lake Forest.
Rain, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it was guys like Mark Munoz, Anderson Silva, Shogun came through, Machida, those guys, all those guys that were at Black, that are Black House right now, are not Black House. What's the one in Huntington that Cordero runs?
Oh, Big Bear?
No, in Huntington.
Bad Boy?
In Huntington.
Yeah, it's where Tito Ortiz is from.
I can't think of it right now. The
Legends?
No, Gastelum's there, Calvin.
Verdugo. Oh, man, what is that? Hey, Cody, what is it?
I'm looking.
You're slow, dude.
Huntington Beach. It's not Black House. It's called... Anyway, so a lot of those guys, because, you know, everything's about 30 minutes away, so a lot of those guys were over there at Reign before, you know, a lot of them really blew up and became, like, big stars. Chael Sonnen was there. There's just a who's who, because everybody came to train with Mark, who was probably one of the best wrestlers in the UFC at the time. So I was coaching the kids program at the time, and Mark asked me to help him out with a couple of the UFC fighters that were lacking in the wrestling area, and I was kind of holding my own, so that's kind of how I started. He just told me to start coming to classes, and I came to classes, and on the grappling part, I was fine. It was just the stand-up part, so that took me.
When you first started coming in with, like, training with those guys, like, what, tell me, like, tell the people, like, were you scared? Like, was it eye-opening? I mean, were you just like, oh, man, I got to take this fucker down?
So, I wrestled growing up my whole life, so I loved the aspect of competition. Hold on, excuse me. So I never shied away from competition. Competition was something I always, like, wanted to give. I always wanted to try someone to, like, try to kick my ass in wrestling, like, try to be better than me. And so I searched for that kind of stuff. So when Mark gave me the opportunity, I was scared in the fact that I knew I couldn't beat these guys up, but I knew I had one day a week where I could do whatever I wanted with these guys. So whatever day was grappling day, I knew that was going to be my day.
You had to put it in. Yeah.
Everybody that beat the shit out of me the whole week, that day was the day that, yep, I had to get back on everybody until I learned how to strike. So I had to learn how to strike real fast.
Right. Now, in sparring, did you ever go with any of the big dogs and fucking was like, oh, shit, I don't know if I should do this?
Oh, yeah. Dennis Bermudez beat my ass. He was down there. Tony Ferguson beat my ass. He was down there. We had this guy, his name was Raja. He was this badass Muay Thai, or Muay Thai coach. And
like badass like me? he was just a little bit better than me?
Yeah, just a little
not
bit.
Not much, right?
Not much. But
just
not
a little
much,
bit.
Yeah.
I like
and,
it.
And that boy had some skill. He's probably the best striker I've ever sparred against ever in my whole life. Like even to this day, if I went back, he would still piece me up. He was that good. So when I walked in, I had this gym full of killers, and I got humbled real quick in the striking department. And it was like one or two things. I just stop or I
learn.
I go full in and let everybody beat my ass. Mark even told me, he's like, hey, I don't want you to come to the sparring day. So I was like, dude, I need to learn how to get beat up. Like, yeah. So.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, right? Yeah. Did you ever get fucking dropped in it?
Yeah, I've been dropped a couple times. Raja hit me with a fadeaway head kick, kicked me in the back of the head.
Oh, that was fucking guaranteed.
Oh, in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Back of the head.
Guaranteed.
I've been dropped by.
Oh, shit!
Did you ever have any of those?
No.
No, that's
yeah,
good.
In the UFC I did.
I know. Right? Yeah, but in sparring, that's good.
And then Justin dropped me.
I'm telling you, I got more nervous sparring than I did for a fight.
Oh, so I never got nervous sparring those guys because I never was afraid of those guys.
Right.
Since I got here to Colorado and I started sparring at Grudge, and then I went to Genesis, and then
Elevation.
Yeah. These are the only times I like would get a little bit of fear walking into sparring because I knew there was Corey Sanhagen. I knew there was Justin. I knew there was Dober. I knew there was Austin. I knew there wasn't a round that I could take off, or I knew I could get lax with, or one of these guys would just put my lights out. You know what I mean? So that's when my senses were heightened. And then you have Justin that he just wants to be a pit bull, you know?
Yeah.
And any sense of weakness he sees, like if he sees you tired after the second round, he's like, I got Lopez. You know what I mean? I got Matt. Because he just wants to eat it up. So that was kind of not until I got to Colorado and I really understood what sparring was about that I really sensed some fear. But it helped me learn real fast here.
Man, I'm telling you right now, like every time I would spar when I knew I had a training camp, so they would give me, it was called like suicide rounds, right? So someone fresh on you for five rounds. And I hated it, dude. I fucking hated it. I literally hit it. Like, I had Dwayne two rounds, like, the beginning. So, if you have Dwayne, he's so like Justin. Like, the pressure.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to stop.
Yeah, he just wants wants to see people break. And I think they, like, it's like this psychopathic tendency. Like, they just want to, they don't want to see, like, it, like, really hurt. But they just want to see you struggle, like, just,
oh,
like,
my God,
down.
Dude. And you do struggle. Yeah. Right? Oh, it's the pressure. Like, five minutes with Justin will make it feel like 15, the fight, right?
So that, I don't think people get it, but Justin could miss a whole week of practice, and he won't miss sparring. He'll show up just to spar. He'll miss wrestling. He'll miss jiu-jitsu. He'll even try to call off coach with Trevor, or practice with Trevor.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there like, oh, Justin's not coming today. I haven't seen him all week. And then he walks through those doors, and then he'll give you everything he's got for that day. And you're just like, damn.
Well, and I think a lot of it is on his part is showing that his teammateism.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Is that a word, teammateism?
No, absolutely not. Teammateism?
Yeah, that's fucking nice, Luke.
That's not a word.
Right now,
that's definitely not.
Dude, that's on Wikipedia, bro.
Write that one down.
So that's just that is like literally what he is, though, right? Like he shows up for his teammates. Hey, dog, it's Friday.
You ain't got no job.
We ain't got nothing to do.
No, that's the guy. So. I think I was training for, it was either my Rio fight or the fight afterwards, and he didn't really have a camp. So I was running, I think, Cabrini or Red Rock, and he just fucking showed up. And I was just like, all right, you're probably going to die on this run, but damn, how cool is that, you know, you're here just to support. So he's always been like that. He's always the guy that asks anything he can do.
And honestly, that what you just said is Justin to a T. Like he's not a guy that's always about himself.
Very rarely about himself.
And like even now, like even seeing him now as a champion, like dude, the motherfucker still FaceTimes me while he's on the shitter.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like nothing's changed by him. He calls me, he's like, hey man, let's go eat. I'm like, man, I got two kids. Yeah. I'm at work.
What are you doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm working,
bro. Like,
he's like, all right, come by.
Yeah,
afterwards.
That sucks. I'm sorry. But either way, it's Friday. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Got shit to do tomorrow. You don't have to go to work. I'm taking it.
Where you at, Craig?
Craig, let's stimulate your mind.
We got some CBD up in the house, if you know what I mean. I'm going to see what's up. Skitty codes. Tell everybody about the benefit of CBD.
It's about to put you to sleep. That's the benefit.
That's some CBD.
He farted.
Oh, my God.
He pushed the fart out.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's a way different CBD.
It's the new shit.
Anyways, boys and girls.
Dude, so how's it been with the new little guy around? Are you excited for
Matt,
him to...
Well, you saw him.
Yeah.
How cool is that, right? Have a little mini-me roaming around?
Another little Luke is...
It's scary.
Watch out, world. Watch
it is out. Scary. I'm not going to lie, but here's what's crazy. I honestly always wanted a boy, right? Like, first kid, I wanted a boy. And then I had a daughter, Eva, obviously.
Obviously.
But my daughter has given me something inside me that I don't even know what it is. She made me soft, for one, like, way soft, right? Like, it's something special and unique. Like, I love it, and I can just... There's no shame in my game with her, yeah. Right? But, like, when I see Marcus, you know, and he's crying, I'm trying to rock him to sleep. I'm like, shut up, God damn it. He wanted to give you some. I'm already, like, it's on it, right? Yeah. It's different. Like, Eva was a baby, I was like, oh, baby. Oh, you're so, it's okay. What do you need? Marcus already, dude. Yeah. At 3 months old, I'm already like.
Pick your fucking hand.
I'm like, God damn it.
Hold your old goddamn bottle.
That's exactly what I said, because he's grabbed my finger, right? And he's squeezing that shit, and I'm like, oh, you squeeze my finger, but you can't hold your whole goddamn bottle. But it's like, literally. Like,
I mean,
that's
when I was
his
age, I had a job already, so.
Right.
I mean, times have changed.
I know, times have changed. Times are rough, yeah. Man. But anyways,
it's
so good.
It's all these soft kids out here now.
Yeah. I know. Those fucking, what is this? Is this a different millennial? You call my kids millennials?
No, I think they're Generation Z now.
Oh, is that what you call them? Generation Z? Well, hopefully they're better than millennials. Cody, are you in that millennial package?
Yeah, millennial, I think, was 1980, something like that. 1980 to 95, I believe, is millennials.
I'm a millennial.
I got a Mac right in front of you there, Skinny Code.
Yeah, you got it. I'm a human encyclopedia. I don't need a Mac for this.
Oh, you don't need the Mac. You got it all upstairs. That's my dog.
So this is what you do. Let me tell you something.
Oh, okay.
So, in about, he's how many months old?
Hold on. How many months Real old quick, Matt. Are you married?
No.
You have any kids?
Nah.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey,
now,
what's that?
1981 to 1996.
Oh. 81 to 96
That's you.
Is
That's the new. You too, stupid.
Huh? When no, I'm born in 80, bro. Oh. I'm born in 80. What are you born?
87.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You were born in 87?
Yeah, what's so crazy about that?
How old are you? Freaking 34?
Three.
Holy shit, that was pretty good math.
Hey, I'm surprised. Hey, that was good.
That audience. Was good. Listeners out there, let me tell you this.
Hold on.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
Of the world.
Not just the city, the world.
The world, baby.
Let me tell you this. That is the closest math Luke will ever get in his freaking life.
I'm surprised he can tell his own age.
Yes, let's congratulate. I just want you guys to take a second and congratulate Luke by just being close.
That was a good guess, boys and girls. That was a good guess on my end. Paid off. Right? Like, really, you are young, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you. Good for you, man. I'm freaking 39. I'll be 40 this year.
When is your birthday?
November 30th.
Let's do something.
Yeah, I'm ready to go get 40. Down. I don't care. I think an age is
just a number.
A number until I start
you look
sparring.
You're like about 60. Yeah. What do you mean when you start sparring? You do one move.
Dude, my move is.
You want to know Luke's move? He fakes like a hard right hand. And then he'll throw his left hook, and then he'll throw a hard low kick. That's all he does. And he charges at you like a crazy rhino, so you have to, like, start backing up.
And then you get it.
I thought Luke's move was to fake an asthma attack and take a round off.
Oh, dude, a round, four.
I got it. This is what I've been doing lately in class when I spar with the group.
What are you talking about? We haven't even had class.
I teach class, fool.
What class?
Don't worry, it's when? On the DL. We don't talk about Fight Club in my crew, dog. God, you know what I'm saying? You want me to get fucked? You know what I'm saying?
No. I don't want you to get hemmed up.
Yeah. So.
We got to keep this security job.
Yeah, exactly. We top flight. Oh, speaking of that, dude, don't let me forget, Cody. Don't let me talk about coaching with this fool on The Ultimate Fighter. Okay. I promise me, don't let me forget about it. I get carried away in topics, and I start drinking, and I get mad because I was like, "Damn, we didn't even cover that thing up." Because
I've heard some stories.
Oh, yeah. It's good stories.
The best and worst 6 weeks of my life.
So the best story is about to happen right now. Guys, we even fucked up. I might even wait because Justin might show up. And, dude, no, he's not here. Oh, God. You said he was coming.
Oh, yeah, I thought you was. You.
No, so I'm going to wait. I'll wait on this whole deal because, dude, I told my wife this and she was like, tight.
What happened?
Me and Trevor were drinking whiskey after weigh-ins and we went to a dinner. And you know how my mouth gets me in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, Justin, my boy, right? Like, Justin's, honestly, like.
Hey, we've both done some dumb shit in front of Justin, and he doesn't even give a shit.
But here's the thing.
He's like, hey, that's just them. Like, all right, I love them anyway.
This fool came in to grudge, and I was sparring with Justin, I think, or doing something the first time ever.
You're just probably talking shit like you.
I was
do.
Talking shit, fucking him up, right? And this little fucking essay over here, fucking trying to fucking get Justin's back. Like, who the fuck is this guy? He told Trevor. He told Coach Trevor. He's like, who the fuck is this dude? I'm about to fucking try to fight him.
Like, and I would have fucked it.
And I just seen you spar and hit pads, and I was like, I'm cool.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good. I'll sit this one out.
No. But anyways, the cool thing is,
hey, I did not Luke's memory.
I did not
Luke's
know
memory literally can be any kid's fantasy. Any kid's fantasy in this whole world is Luke's memory. Luke is living in a fantasy.
Back to the show. So, I literally said, Trevor, I like this dude, Justin. Is this guy really your boy? Or is he a fan? Right? Like, I didn't know. He's like, yeah, dude. He fucking grew up
in the UFC at this time.
He grew up with me.
I'm a fan of Justin, but I was already in the UFC. I fought just to get close to Justin. I got my ass beat, multiple concussions, so I can get close to Justin.
So he came out. He was barking. He had a big bite. He had a big bark.
No. Do you know the first story, really?
Yeah,
so
dude.
That is the first story. Pretty much how he told it. I came out, and Trevor was, we were warming up for getting ready to go for sparring. Trevor was putting my gloves on, and these guys were over there, like, yapping, but I didn't know Luke was literally talking, like in a jokingly manner. He sounded like he was just talking shit to everybody.
Because I was.
Yeah, but I didn't know Luke at the time. So that's kind of how we met, and then Trevor's like, oh, he's cool. But, so then, like, a week later, so I live in Bailey, right? I was living in Bailey at this time. I can't tell you all the details of this story, but I was living in Bailey at the time, and Justin calls me. And he goes, "Hey, Luke just shot a deer. Let's go to his house and help him clean it." And I was like, "All right."
In season with a tag, of course.
Yeah, everything was legit.
It was legit. I'm proud posting that shit on Instagram, Facebook,
everything,
MySpace, fucking Tinder, if I had one.
Everything was legit. So me and Luke hadn't really had like real long conversations at this point. So I didn't know kind of what his character was or anything like that. And so we get to his house, and he's got this deer. So we have to string it up on his daughter's swing set. We start cutting it up on a swing set, and from there I grew up hunting. Like, that's how I grew up. I remember my first kill was at 12 years old. I killed a cow elk, and just his banter was like what I loved with my old friend. So I was like, oh, this dude's gonna be my friend right away. Like, it was just fun right from the get-go. Once I came over, and I was just like, I like being here.
I literally forgot about that.
Yeah,
I remember that whole thing like it was yesterday, because I shot that buck like probably 11 o'clock on my property up in my old house, right? Mm-hmm. I literally did. I shot that thing.
This thing was a giant.
It was a giant. Everybody's like, "Why didn't you mount that fucker?" And I was like, "Cause I was broke, and I have no money. I live up the house, you know. I was literally broke at the time." And I was like, "All right, I'll just cape another muley and do it." And I still haven't done it to this day because I'm still broke. So if you're looking to sponsor GU Unfiltered, hop on in. Email me at Luke Gladiators Unleashed. I'm just bullshitting. But anyways,
but for real,
but for real though, Craig.
Yeah, so that was a big one. I called Justin. I was like, dude, fucking, I need help dragging this so I can, you know, cut it up, fucking do this. And he was like, all right, me and Lopez will come up there. And I was like, cool, more the merrier, right? Dude. And when he walked down there and they all like walking in their sweats and tennis shoes and everything, it was just like, it was honestly dope. What's up? Oh, it's my freezer. Yeah. How about that? Good call.
Yeah. So yeah, I had but that was the cool thing. I had, I'm a shoe guy, so I had nice shoes on, and we got all fucking bloody. We got up in that deer. Justin fucked some of the meet up, a lot of the meet up. But yeah, it was a great time, and that was one of the first times we hung out. And after that, I was like, fuck, I like this guy. And then after that,
honestly, that
we became boys.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more besides that, boys and girls.
No, that was it.
No.
That was it. You're my best friend from then on. And you don't have a choice about it.
So here's the thing. Like, I like that. I knew you and Justin were down because they were like, Justin was like, man, let me clean it, man. Let me skin it and get the meat off it. I was like, kidding me? Hell yeah, dude. Let's do it. I'm going to drink beer. Justin wanted to freaking cape it, do it all. And I was like, hell yeah. I'm there just talking to him, watching him do it. And then all of a sudden, I started seeing him take some of the meat off. I was like,
hold up. He was making some gashes in
there. I was like, hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. I'm like, Justin, put the knife down. And he was like, what? And I was like, dude, let me do it. Please, dude, you're missing half the meat, bro.
Yeah.
Let me do it. And he's like, well, it's been like forever since I've done this, but I miss it. And that's honestly like, I'm not perfect either doing everything. But I love the fact that he was willing to jump in and help me out, drive all the way up from shit. He was probably living up.
Yeah, he was living by the gym at the time, I think.
Yeah, so he was living up in Nevada. So, you know, to me, that was...
Yeah, that, but that's the time I was like, all right, I like, because I hadn't really like connected with anybody. I had only been out here for a short amount of time. Like, I literally dropped my whole life back in California. I'd been living there for 10 years and I was out here for 2 weeks. And then I called my girlfriend and I told her, hey, we're moving to Colorado. I went back for 2 days and then I moved back out here.
Yeah.
And that was all there was it. So I didn't really have anybody out here. Like, friends-wise, so once I bonded with you, it was a pretty fucking cool thing.
Well, and at that point, though, I'm going to tell you something about Matt. Matt showed
I'm
a lot.
I'm alpha male.
No, yeah, he definitely showed a lot. He did.
I'm the fucking man.
Matt showed a lot, honestly. He did. He showed a lot, not only to me, but, like, to Trevor Whitman, right? So... Trevor, everybody knows he's Justin's head coach.
No, he's the best coach in the world.
Enough said. I'm not going to argue with
hands
you.
Hands down.
Okay. So, at the time, Trevor was only coaching Nate Marquardt, Justin Gaethje, Rose Namajunas. I said that?
Not even close.
Namajunas?
Not even close.
Namajunas.
Namajunas?
Namajunas.
Try again. All right.
Rose. Doug Rose.
Yeah, Doug Rose.
Yeah. How about that?
That's it. Just say that.
Okay, now I lost concentration.
That was it.
Hang on. Bro, Nate Marquardt, Rose, Justin, that was it. And Matt Lopez was the fourth one, right? The fucking, and I was honestly surprised that he took on the fourth. Like, nothing against Matt. I was like,
no.
Yeah, he's in the UFC. It's
everything
cool.
Against me. Listen, I had...
It was just because
Justin vouched for me so
hard. Yeah, but it wasn't nothing against you, but Trevor just didn't want to do it anymore.
No. Rightfully so. This was at the time that we were transitioning from Grudge to Onyx, and he was just tired. Like
he was tired of coaching. He wanted to make his product.
Big ass fucking gym, and he wanted to just focus on what he was doing.
Wanted to do.
Really love is being those gloves and just coaching his group of guys. And yeah, when I came in there, I knew. So the whole idea of me coming out here is I wanted to see what Justin was doing that I wasn't doing. he was a world champion at World Series, and I wanted to know, like, what's the level that I need to jump? Like, how do I get to you?
Well, not only that, but you grew up with the kid. You're like, fuck.
But we were kids, and then I left the town when I was younger, so I didn't grow up. We didn't wrestle in high school. I went to a different town, and I just became a different, whole different person. I actually didn't talk to Justin from probably high school all the way to when one of my RFA fights, he – the first time I got rocked in a fight, he actually messaged me on Twitter, and he goes, how was it to get your bell rung, or how was it to get something like that? And I started laughing. I was like, that's Justin. Like, and then so we started talking from there. And then eventually after I lost my first UFC fight, I asked him, I was like, hey, can I come out there and train with you? So when I got out here, I understood who Justin was. I knew who Justin was, but I didn't know the level he had behind him in Trevor. And I give all the credit in the world to Justin, but Trevor is he's Zeus. He's Mount Olympus to me when I came here. So
there's only so many people that know what you're talking about.
And that's the cool thing, because this world doesn't know what a gem it has in Trevor. Like, we are the only ones that really know who he is and what he's about. And he's just a special person.
And that's kind of one thing I told him, like, after we won the championship, because he was like, Luke, what's it feel like to win your, you know, because
first title. It's as much as people need to know, like, Luke, you've been there this whole time with Justin, most of his whole fighting career.
Yeah.
You've been by his side. So this is your world title.
It's
as well.
Cool. It's, no, it's, dude, don't get me wrong. I fucking jerked off in the bathroom after this. It was cool.
On his belt, you jerked off on his belt.
No, I never did that.
I saw that white smudge on it. I thought it was toothpaste.
No, it was cool. But honestly, like, here's what I told Trevor, man. I said, man, it was cool. Like, I had my kids. I got married. Those were all, like, days in my life I will never forget. And this day, I will never forget, right? I put a beat down on Tony Ferguson, a dude that just dominated the fucking division, right? Like, literally, like, I yacked my brains out, dude. I never had so much puke in the back room coming out of me in the locker room.
That's what Justin was telling me.
And it was like, I came out of nowhere, and I was just... Because it was like, it was about to go down, right? Like, I didn't know. Like,
a world championship. I don't think a lot of people really grasped the severity of that moment. Like, it's such a big moment. The whole world was shut down, and he was the only guy on the planet to entertain these. How many people do we have on this planet? Close to 7 billion? They chose Justin to entertain this whole world, which is the craziest fucking thing you can think of.
Yeah, because we all know him. Cody, Skinny Cody, you know Justin.
Think about this. They chose this guy that we do know to entertain the masses. Like, for literally 20-something minutes, Justin was the king of this world. Like, he was at the top of the game. Like, there's nobody more famous than Justin for those 24 minutes. Think about that.
100%.
In this 7 billion people in this world, all eyes were on him.
100 and, oh, speak of the devil. Speak of the devil.
So, yes, that those moments, those are bigger than life moments. It's just the craziest thing to even quasi be a part of.
Well, thinking of that, like, Justin is a different breed. Like, he literally, I know he's coming in. He literally, like, it's really unbearable to even know, like, Justin, because when you see Justin, like,
you just want to punch him in the fuck.
Well, back in the World Series fighting day, he had
those stupid glasses,
black glasses, right? Like,
look like a dork,
just a straight dork. And
hey, honestly, if when Justin was in the World Series and you saw him on the street, you would try to take his money.
Oh, dude, I would straight take
I would have
I would say.
I would have fucking come up to Justin and be like, hey, nerd, give me your money.
I said, I will take your money, and if you had a girl, I would take that too.
He's the kind of guy you could take fucking lunch money from.
Right.
But then,
right?
Yeah, you'd probably wake up with your teeth down your throat. Right.
Hey, hey. So, everybody.
Justin's
so
in the house. Justin
just showed up in the house. Hey, Justin, come here real quick before you open that up. I'm going to. We messed up on our other podcast. Come here. You need it.
I called him when he ordered.
Okay. Get on Mike's mat real quick.
What? Yeah. Hey. Hey, you look all right.
So,
he's
going to sit on my lap. Hey, real quick.
Oh,
real quick.
I got two of them.
Hey, dude.
What was Raider. It? Teammateism?
Teammateism.
Okay, yeah. I've been a good one, dude.
Teammateism.
Yeah, that's it's
hit that CBD, Luke.
You fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, give. Fucking up the rotation. You can get killed with somebody else.
He can't
that's
hear
some serious
that.
Shit. Lucky you, my boy.
He can't hear that.
It says puff, puff, pass.
Oh, okay, okay.
You don't even know what the fuck you're doing.
Dude.
I don't
know.
This actually, CBD. You took one earlier.
CBD. Hey, come here real quick. Hey, Justin, we didn't talk about this on your podcast, but here, tell everybody about.
Here, pull that chair right there.
Tell everybody about tattoo. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know about this?
Nope. Nobody knows about it, dude. Talk to the mic, dude.
Luke. So the night.
Oh yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, the night before the fight, we went to a steakhouse, the Chart House, and Luke got a little pickled. He's like, guys,
you,
Justin,
never heard of it.
If you win, I will get that tattoo on my arm, or I will get that tattoo. Hold I was on. Like,
Luke? I said I get the tattoo. I don't know where it was at yet.
The tattoo is of Justin, a little baby. And he's in a onesie, and he's like miniaturized, but it's his face, his real face.
With the fucking wild thing glasses, squeezing bottle. And so like, he's in a onesie with just face squeezing two bottles, just crushing them, right? The milk's coming out. And, oh, he's showing them. Yep. Right there. Oh yeah,
so that's what you're getting.
Yeah, dude. I think I'm gonna put it right here.
All right, so Justin, we got to go live. Hey, oh my God, Mike.
You know what? We got to pick the tattoo artist, and then we're gonna do it here on the podcast.
Hey, I'll get my tattoo.
I got a tattoo artist.
Okay,
I do too. The one.
All I care is the shit's clean.
Yeah,
and in here, it's not so clean in here.
What's clean? The artwork or the sanitary?
I don't. I want both.
You haven't washed your ass in like 3 days, probably.
Here's the thing. Just like, dude, you're not going to get a tattoo like that. I go, have you seen the garbage on me?
Show me your back piece.
Of course I'm going to.
Show me your Mexican back piece.
Oh, I can show that dog.
That's just if he gets deported. Yeah. He'll fit right in.
Mexican-Americano. Anyways, dude, how did we just jump subjects?
I don't know.
A sick of weed? Because it's Friday, babe. But you know what time it is?
What?
Feeling X-rated. It's Mr. Nasty Time.
Nasty Time.
It's the Nasty Time.
Man, if you had to fight one, party with one, and hunt with one, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got to fight one, hunt with one, party with one.
Who are my options?
Kick back and relax, brother.
Because fight, I'm winning anybody. So
okay, okay,
matter.
Okay. You got Justin Gaethje.
Remember, you see my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. You got Justin Gaethje.
Hey. Limited time. Two butt cheeks. That's the one. Get on it.
You got Justin Gaethje. You got Vitor Belfort. You got Anderson Silva. Let's go Vanderlei Silva.
Mary fuck kill?
No.
Oh,
that's the next question. Oh shit!
Fight, hunt,
and party.
Party. What if I just fought all three of them?
Right, can you fucking just cooperate?
No, I just want to fight them all.
Okay.
No. That's a stupid question.
Jesus, calm down.
None of those guys are known for partying, so.
Okay.
They'll probably all, Justin.
Justin what?
I've already sparred him, so I don't need to fight him. He's already beat my ass plenty of times. So I'll probably party with Justin.
Damn. I swear to God, Raider.
Hey, you guys, this is the best dog in the world right here. Can you hear him?
Raider's a big bulldog that is the best, dude. He is the bomb. Okay. All
right, next question. Another question is
all right. Stupid. Next question. Oh, stupid. Christ. You scared to fucking party with one and fight
I'll
one.
I'll party with all of them and fight them on the same night. Depends on. Oh, hold on. No. Hold on. Let's party first and then fight. All right. Not fight, then party.
All right. Here we go. Yeah, it's going to party and then end up in a fight.
Because I don't want to feel anything.
Here's the thing, bro.
Because I'm losing all those fights.
We're doing a thing, Raider, man. You got to quit patting. You sound like my old lady getting the day, dog. Psych. Oh, I wish, right? All right. Where did Justin go?
Justin, come get your fucking gorilla out of here.
anyways, okay. I know Matt for quite some time, and he likes rap music. He is a thug inside. He really is, dog. Like, I love it. And that's the part that I love about
him. I'm ashamed. I'm not ashamed of that part. I can get pretty hood when I need to.
No, Matt is straight fucking hood. Like, when it comes right down to it, like, he don't give a fuck. That was the part. It wasn't the part like Justin was trying to give me a blessing. Like, nah, he's cool. Nah, motherfucker, he's way cooler than you.
So there's only a couple of people that like me because of that aspect of my life.
It's straight up.
Everybody knows where I stand with him in life.
You're like, there's
no gray area with
like with Lopez here. Like, there's no like. There's no pretending. And I think, like, that's a lot of why, like, me and Snyder get along. Aaron, what's up, Raider? Like, Snyder's the same way. Like, he is so fucking, hey, man, it's white or black, right? Like, there's no in between. There's no fucking nothing. Like, and I think that's how you are. And I think that's it's gotten you so far in life right now. Like, honestly, like, I mean, who am I to say this, but. Like, you will go a lot farther in life and get the respect by being that way, me personally.
I 100% agree. Listen, the worst people in the world are the people that are hesitant about any decision they have to make. Like, hey, you want to meet up? Like, oh, I don't know. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Either just tell me no. Just tell me no. I'll tell you no. Hey, exactly. That's why, like, people think I'm rude, but I'm just like, hey, no, I don't want to hang out with you today, or no, I don't want to go here, or no, I don't want to do this. So it's not me being mean. It's just me telling you without any fucking kind of sugarcoating.
Right. And I mean, and honestly, people, I don't know. That's just the way I am.
Justin invited me he called me over the other day. He's like, hey, you want to come over? Your brother's coming over. I was like, nah, I don't want to be over there.
Right. It's the truth, though, yeah. Right? But guess what?
Is it?
Who showed up?
That was it?
Who showed up?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I ended up showing up.
It was me and you.
Yeah.
But that shows a lot about Justin, too. He could have invited anybody over, and they would have paid Justin to be on part of that.
And ain't no one paying Justin.
Yes, they are. They're paying Justin a lot of money right now.
Hey, so let's.
I think that's the most surreal thing about him being a world champion. You got 7 billion people that want to hang out with him, and everybody that knows it still doesn't want to.
And it's not because, no, leaving his ass out there. He's breathing like we're having a porno up in here. Then he walks right.
You're right in front of him, fucking guy. Hey, let's talk about when we're going to go hunting.
No, before that.
I asked Skinny Cody to fucking do a job for me. I'm gonna see if he remembers.
Let's hear it. Oh, remember that thing?
You can tell me a story, right?
Well, of course. You can
tell me
podcast.
A story about we're gonna talk about coaching. Coaching on the Ultimate Fighter.
About time.
Hold on, did you and Justin talk about this?
No, dude. So nobody knows anything about this. So
no one knows anything about us coaching Ultimate Fighter. It was on fucking whatever channel it was. I'm pretty sure there's thousands of people.
All right. Well, listen. No, no. Listen, Linda. So with Justin Gaethje, we after his first UFC appearance, Johnson.
Within a day.
A day he gets.
Hold on, let me tell you the story. Let me tell you the story from my perspective. Because this was fun. So I went out to watch that fight. That's the wrong time to do a drop.
I'm waiting to do one right now.
So,
fucking story time, bro.
No, this is a cool story. This is a dude. This is how it start. This whole thing of Justin being a world champion unfolded. So we no, but that was the dude. That was what like got you there. Like that performance. That performance literally got you coaching the UFC. So I went out there to watch Justin's fight, but I was staying at my aunt's, and I was gonna leave. I think I was gonna leave Monday night, and Justin was still there, and he called me, and he goes, "Hey," he goes, "What are you doing for the next 6 weeks?" Fuck it. I had just fought too, like a couple weeks before that. I was like, well, I'm not fucking doing anything. He's like, let's coach the Ultimate Fighter. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, they asked me to coach the Ultimate Fighter. I was like, yeah? He's like, yeah, but we got to turn around and leave Wednesday. This was Monday. So I think he was flying out that day too. I'm not sure. But we both flew back to Colorado for one day and then went back on Wednesday, and then you came out on Friday. And then that was it.
Dude. He called me and told me.
And then I became the best coach in the world from the Ultimate Fighter. I coached our team to greatness.
Oh, straight up, dude. I didn't even want to tell my wife. I said, can you call Kalita, Justin?
I hadn't even been home yet.
Dude, I was like, we just moved out in Vegas for a whole week. Yeah. And thank God I brought my wife out
and
there for
that
white week.
And then we got to go back for six more.
Dude, it was so perfect because I brought her out.
Out to the fights?
Yeah. Right? And, like, you know what's crazy? My wife never saw me fight in any of my UFC fights. And yet she watches Justin Gaethje.
Because they're so short.
I know. Period. It is what it is.
Story of Luke's life.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Luke throws bombs. Luke throws bombs.
I will fuck someone up, I promise you.
All right, if there's 10 people, he'll fuck two of them up.
You got 30 seconds, 35 tops. So we go to the Ultimate Fighter. We're coaching. My wife let me go.
My girlfriend let me go.
Yeah, and
unwilling.
We go out there, and the first week, we're like, dude, we're going to be so jacked and so ready to fight when we get out of coaching this. Because all you do is you fucking go to the hotel room.
No, listen.
Let me tell my story.
They had us in the Palms for the first week and a half.
I know. I was getting to that.
No, you weren't. You were going to. Yeah.
All right. So the first 2 weeks, we were stuck at the Palms Hotel. In a badass room. It was awesome. Right? But we had two practices a day, morning, night, right, with the girls. And every time we'd go out, we would just go play some games before we'd leave for practice. And then,
anytime we walked through the fucking casino, we would put money on the tables. Anytime.
And then when
going down the elevator, going up the elevator, fucking going to the bathroom, going to get coffee. Every time we went through that fucking elevator, we were putting money on either in a slot machine. Yes. Buffalo Wild.
Dude. Buffalo got bad because we were fucking playing penny slots because we lost everything we had.
No. Remember, I won that $2,400 off the Buffalo as soon as we got there, and I thought that was going to set me up, and that just fucking tumbled me down.
Well, yeah.
Matt would be the one that plays the freaking craps. We'd be playing craps, and he would throw all his money on boxcars.
Hey, but tell him the real story. I was down to $33, and I put it all on hard sixes, right?
Swear to God.
Boom, hit.
$30, hard six.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I ended up losing every penny that we got paid from that fucking show.
Dude, literally, it was so bad. It came to, like week four, like, what was it, week three? My wife goes, so when's the money going to start coming in? I said, all right, cool. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a picture of my check, direct deposit it. You take it. Shut me off. Cut me off. Leave me $200 for food. That's it. And she was like, really? Wow. Okay, cool. I'd call her in the middle of the night. I'd be like, babe, you need to transfer the money over to my account.
No. And
right then, now, because I'm hot.
And then, no, you were never hot.
I was never hot.
Okay. And we would have been out before that, but he won those two big back-to-back nights at the You Are the Shooter.
It was nuts, right?
Yeah. And what was it? Yeah, 14 grand.
Justin won 14,000. I think I won like 7.
Nah, I think it was like 4 or 5. I remember.
It was a good night. Either way,
That's the best craps game ever.
Dude, by far.
Yeah.
By far. The little bubble machine, you hit it. You're the shooter. Yeah, that game, we won money off that. So, you want to hear, you hear all these great stories about coaching the Ultimate Fighter. And this guy right next to me is still lucky he's next to me because one night.
You're going to tell this story?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I got to tell a story because everybody needs to know how deadly you are, dude. You're an asshole, dude, period.
Yeah, I've been called that before.
Yeah.
A couple times. A couple times in my 33 years on this earth, I've been called an asshole.
So we're trying to play it low key. We're playing it different tonight. We're trying to stay off the strip. We were off the strip.
This is the fucking shit I'm talking about with his stories. He's talking about low key. We were already fucked up at this point.
But
he lives in fantasy land. Like he whatever story. Yeah. Exactly what happened. The only reason we were off the strip is because we were broke at that time, and we were fucking looking for some cheap drinks and fucking bar poker. You guys see what I mean? How this fucking
I don't remember this shit. But go ahead.
Yeah, because we were already fucked up. All
right, go. I remember a fucking dart in my head, motherfucker.
So then what happened? In Avatar world, what happened?
Well, this is what happened. I'm straight up. We're playing at this
It's pub. Off the strip, yep.
It's a pub. It's a pub off the strip. Bar.
I'm beating their asses in darts. No. Luke decides to walk in front of my dartboard while I'm throwing.
Are you gonna let me talk?
And I hit him in the fucking head.
No. This motherfucker didn't hit me in the head. He fucking... We're drinking beer, having a good time, and then all of a sudden, Matt Lopez fucking... Safford fucking the California kid wanted to come out of him.
The California kid.
Fucking... Throws a dart in my head. In my skull. Not in my head, in my skull.
It did not penetrate his skull. Then, it barely penetrated his head fat. Barely.
Then my head just starts bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, you probably bled a little bit, but you weren't.
What do you mean a little bit? I've been drinking. Blood's thin then. It was gushing.
Diabetes also makes your
Yeah, well, I got all of them. Okay? Either way, I had a fucking bar dart in my head.
Hold on.
And no wonder Corona can't get in my shit.
Was it plastic?
That's even worse.
It was a plastic dart.
It was a fucking plastic dart in my head.
Or were you not near the dartboard?
I was pulling fucking darts out.
So
what idiot fucking shoots?
My bad. Hey, listen. Were we not drinking?
Shut the fuck up.
Your story would never hold up in a court of law.
I've been drinking.
Your
so, anyways,
your story would have never hold
anyways,
up in a court of law.
You better thank your fucking wooden shoes
you
that
came
you have
flying across the bar and kicked me in the.
Justin
fucking, like,
was
on,
there.
Why would I have wooden shoes?
You're so lucky, a UFC
what
champion.
Even, what does that even mean? Thank your wooden shoes. Is this going down with the teammateisms?
Hey, write that down.
We're writing this down too.
Listen.
Hold on. No, we're
better,
not.
Like,
no. What does wooden shoes mean?
Wooden shoes, dude. You never seen wooden shoes from Dutchland? That makes you
lucky. From Dutchland?
Yeah, you're fucking lucky. That makes you lucky. Okay.
Like a lucky rabbit's foot?
Yeah, it's a fucking like a rabbit's foot. A wooden shoe? You never heard of that?
No.
Well, on May 20th, you're going to hear it.
Yeah. Today's the 22nd.
Either way.
Math. Not a strong suit.
Hey, Justin. Justin, you would have been proud of Luke. Listen, I told him what year I was born in, and he got it within 1 year of my real age. How fucking good is that?
I was like,
yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
Dude, he's born in 87?
He's like, what are you, 34?
Dude, he's young. What year were you born? Holy shit, dude. Oh, my God. You guys are young, dude. Cody, when were you born?
83.
Yep. You're more of my era.
Do you still have your
birth certificate? My wife was 84, I think. Yeah.
Did your family keep your birth certificate when you swam over here?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's on my
It didn't get wet?
No, it's on my back.
They put that tattoo on you when you
it's
were
on
a
my
kid?
Back. That's my birth certificate.
So you could get over here.
So, no, shut the fuck up. Listen, let me tell this story.
What
story? I'm pulling fucking darts out.
The story's over.
No, I'm pulling fucking darts out. I'm pulling darts out. This guy throws plastic tip darts in my head, in my dome.
That
is not true?
That did happen.
Disgusting,
no, hold on. No.
Disgusting bar darts in my head.
It wasn't multiple darts.
It was one dart in my head.
It wasn't multiple darts.
And it was stuck in my head. I pulled it out of my head, and I fucking kicked you.
Ass.
I fucking kicked you so hard,
oh,
and I was
God.
Gonna.
Hey, we were both drunk, and I felt that leg kick. He ran across the bar and just whipped. That thing came down at this angle like this and just took me off my feet.
It was bad.
But we're still friends.
Yeah, we're still friends because we need each other. We were roommates, dude, in that whole show, Ultimate Fighter.
We were. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was cool.
Dirty as fuck.
No, wait. We were not dirty. You go to Justin's room, it was dirty.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Matt. What was probably one of the most memorable things that you had taken from that show?
Taken from that show? What was the most memorable thing? The whole, to be honest with you, as stupid as it sounds, like probably the whole experience with you guys in particular. You know what I mean? That I've been around some amazing athletes and coaches, but this group of people, like you, Trevor, Justin, it's just it's a weird dynamic. It's the weirdest, funniest dynamic a group of coaches and athletes can be, because we are all just fucking big weirdos, to be honest with you. So the whole experience was fun. I can't pick out one particular experience. When I saw Justin drown, that was pretty fun.
Oh, but that was the dumbest challenge ever, dude.
Fucking so stupid. So stupid. But One experience. I can't really pick out one. I think the whole 6 weeks is a whole 6 weeks that I'll forever, ever, 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 ever look back on and be grateful for.
In the cooler. Yeah. I had it, man. It's been a mess. With the girls, with one of the girls. Let's take two girls. Mm-hmm. What two girls that you see today? And you're like, damn, I'm so happy. Don't mind the noise over there. Justin's back there just doing what he does, fucking damages shit.
Fucking Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong over there. Justin's in the fucking building, Donkey Kong.
What two girls?
Yeah, what two girls do you watching today, you know, on the pay-per-views? Oh, God, Justin.
On the pay-per-view what?
You see that we coach, you know, because you know, do you follow them or you see them still? Or
so
what?
I'm no longer really on social media. Every once in a while, I like to check in, but Roxanne, for as many fights as she's had in her career, she's had more fights than fucking Justin, myself, you.
Yeah.
She had more fights. How many fights did you have? 30.
Oh, I had 48.
Oh, really? I thought you were.
Yeah.
I thought you had like 30-something. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Never mind. So she had like 30. She's in the 30s, I think. 40s. For her.
She's up there.
For her to have been in the sport for so long and continuing to make strides and get better, it's pretty fucking crazy. And then who else? Jillian's a fucking pit bull. She's going to be someone in the near future to really be worried about.
I really feel like what you said right there with Roxanne and Julie, those two have really tried to get fight after fight.
Yeah, and if you really think about it, not like try to knock any other girls, because I know how the UFC situation works. Sometimes they fucking call you and beating down your door, and sometimes you don't hear from them for fucking 6 months. So yeah. I don't know their situations, but those two girls, oh, Lauren too. Lauren's been fucking super active.
She just
active.
Signed another fight I just saw.
She's been super active. So there's been a couple girls from that show that have been really active, but, you know, you don't know really the other situations, the other girls, you know, if they're hurt or whatever the situation may be. So, but, man, it was just a cool experience to just be a part of all those girls being signed to the UFC, and a lot of them coming from our team. We had plenty of girls get signed to the UFC and all be successful in the UFC, so that's pretty fucking cool.
Well, and that's one thing I would say, because if you look back at the roster, our girls, pretty much
all of them are ranked.
All of them. I think there was a couple that weren't, but dude, they're in the mix, bro.
Yeah, and
they're in the mix.
Not one of them has thanked me for all the fucking knowledge I gave them.
Not one ever.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm a stupid wrestling coach, and that's all I know.
But it was good, dude. They needed you.
No, they didn't need any of us. They just needed that. No, they just needed the 6 weeks to just fucking focus on fighting and you
want to bet? Yeah. Because you know how many messages I've gotten back after it?
No.
They've all said,
dude, Matt was the best coach I ever had.
They said, they always said Trevor was the best.
Of course.
Of course, right? But then they said, you know,
Matt,
without us,
Matt, then Justin, then Raider, then the camera crew, and then the film crew, and then Luke.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Hey, Luke's a great coach. We bust balls, but Luke's a fucking phenomenal coach.
And then they would all be like, hey, honestly, ever since I left there, I've realized what coaching is like really is.
Yeah.
And I think we've been so lucky to have great coaches in our life.
Dude, the coaches I've had growing up through wrestling, aside from one fucking wrestling coach, every other coach I've had has been pretty like spot on, or pretty at the top of their particular game when I was like under them. And I've been fucking definitely, like, my first boxing coach was a world champion, Danny Perez. He was the man. He was like old school Mexican boxing coach, fought the who's who of boxing. And he was my first like boxing coach. So he had been a pro. He had had world titles. I had Tyler Wombles, my Muay Thai coach. He was a world title holder. You know what I mean? Raja was a world title holder. Mark was my wrestling coach. He was a fucking world title. You know what I mean? So I've been lucky enough to have these guys. And then you get a guy like fucking, then you get a,
what the fuck, champ?
Then you get a guy like Trevor who sets himself apart from some of the best coaches of
the world. Hold on, dude.
Hey, we could fucking hear you on here.
Jesus Christ.
I like that he turns around like you can't hear him anymore when his back's turned.
So that just goes to show you like the level of luck I've had that I ran into someone like Trevor and yourself. Like, yeah, I just been lucky throughout my whole fucking athletic career pretty much. So,
you know, the funny thing is when you watch Luke train and you see his footwork and you see the combos that he throws and the coordination and the skill, and then you get him on the dance floor, and none of it translates. I don't understand that.
He can't even walk straight.
Oh.
100%.
Has anybody ever told you you have a voice for radio?
Well, thank you.
My panties got wet.
Yeah. Only fans still on sale this week. Hey, only
two butt cheeks. What for one?
It's gonna go. I'm telling you, dude. Like, hey, his
fucking.
I know.
Only fans is gonna be fucking off the show.
This is 187W balls. Say it, dude.
What are you talking about? We're talking about his personal. I know that was like NWA. Being a radio
you
guy.
Being a thug life, like in rap. You don't know NWA.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So what's that say?
Anyways,
187W Bowl.
You do got a good voice, though.
Thank you.
So,
can I get back to my shit?
What were we talking about? Oh, the Ultimate Fighter. You were talking about how good of a coach I was.
Yeah, scratch. Anyways, scratch that. Back to the question.
Back to the question.
Fuck, give me some of that sick of weed.
No, no,
crack.
No more.
Come on, dog.
No more.
Come on.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
Cody, what do you think?
Shit, not just the city, the world.
He's a grown man, huh?
I think he's a good, yeah.
Justin?
Don't ask Justin. Hey, we already know what he's going to say.
Tell him about the Ultimate Fighter when we had 0.25 grams of a gummy. No, we had 2.5 grams of a gummy. Milligrams.
I had way more
half
than
half a square. Listen. Oh, no, you did not.
Feeling X-rated. It's Mr. Nasty Time.
Oh, Mr. Nasty
Time.
Yeah, that's what this shit's about, boy.
So
we were broke.
I hadn't partaken in the cannabis culture at this time.
Who can you hear?
Cut.
No, just keep talking.
So Justin,
it's on your end.
Gave us some gummies, and we only ate, they're melted granite together. We only ate a little corner of it, but we got back to the hotel room and, or the apartment room, and me and Justin almost had to give you CPR mouth to mouth because you were laughing.
We wanted to do a Netflix night, remember?
You were laughing so hard.
It was Friday. Yeah. Remember, it was next Friday we were watching that.
We were.
Yes. We were so broke, so out of money, so done with the casino. We're like, let's have a Netflix night in a condo. And we just got high as fuck. And I've never been so high in my life, bro. I took he had candy bars. He had
gummies.
He had it all. And he had this CBD, aka fucking concentrated shit, right? So either way, I'm like, man, I'm hitting the pin. Give me some of that chocolate. Oh, I did, dog. I ain't gonna lie. My mom ain't gonna listen to this shit. So I'm cool. So, dude, I hit that. I took a 10 milligram piece of fucking chocolate from Justin. It was a strawberry banana thing.
He's fucking making this up.
Dude, I got this. And then I didn't feel anything like for 10, 15 minutes. I was like, man, I feel shit. Dude, I took 20 more or two more pieces. I knew it.
Oh,
took,
my God.
Dude, I swear to God. You didn't, were you babysitting me?
You took 30. Oh, that
Justin,
night he did?
Justin,
oh,
I took 30.
Die, yeah, okay. Then I realized why you were so worried about getting me out of the room.
I fucking took it, dude. Because I didn't feel nothing. I was like, I'm cool.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, I fucking took 30 milligrams of edibles, and holy fucking shit, dude.
You had fun, though, huh?
Oh, dude, I was laughing so hard. I could not catch my breath, right?
Yeah, you were literally about to laugh to death.
You know, I was on my hands and knees. Slobber was coming out of my mouth.
But that was the other time. That was the other, that the weekend before. You were on your hands and knees and slobber was coming out. Don't get You're those two weekends mixed
Shut
up.
Shut up.
That was the weekend where you were really broke.
Shut up, Buzzy. Yeah, and what Justin...
See, he just agreed.
No, shut up. Justin fucking said, it's time to get out of this room because I was laughing so... Every time I look at Justin and you, I couldn't catch my breath. I was laughing so hard. I remember like it was yesterday. I swear to God. And I just remember... When I saw the panic on his face, I was like, oh, shit, I got to calm down.
Luke, you are one of a kind individual. Oh, man. There's, oh, here. Yeah. Don't play this.
I
like,
did. I knew.
Card.
Nobody
peer
pressured me.
No, I said, show him how, why we thought you were going to die.
Oh, yeah. He exhaling like the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah,
barely any air was coming out.
No, I was straight laughing. I couldn't catch my breath. Not, no air was coming in this body. And it was crazy because I was training so many girls at the time where I was fucking showing them what does it take to be a champion. Top 125 champion.
Yeah, and you were coming to practice hungover every day.
Yeah, every day. Thanks to you and thanks to head coach.
Hey, let's talk about how much money I won from you and Justin that those 6 weeks.
How much money?
From what did we play? We bowled, right? We played a lot of darts. We didn't play any much pool.
I remember winning money when I was in Top Golf with Justin's partner. That was it.
Oh fuck! You guys took a lot of money.
That was the
golf,
best night of my life.
Yeah, you guys,
I said I was not going to be. I wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to come that's unless right. I was Justin's partner.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't score. I don't think any. Oh, he negative points. You got negative points, and Justin carried you to a title, the ship.
Yeah.
Your back must hurt, Justin.
No, man.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Fuck. No, are you kidding me? Scottie Pippen? Are you kidding me?
He contributed.
That's what he
to
did
to the
motherfucking. I did too. I contributed to him. I was getting your head. I was getting everybody else's head.
Luke has
fucking
never been in anybody's head.
Oh, I'm a fucking G
trash.
When it comes to that.
What are you drinking? No.
Oh my Lord.
So yeah, I took a lot of money from them that week. That was
definitely a time in my life that I will never forget, and I'm so grateful that be a part of it.
Absolutely.
And it was the last season they ever did the Ultimate Fighter.
They're bringing it back, I believe.
They are? Yeah, well, with the new Apex, but at that building, no, that's it.
It's not the same?
Not the same. Definitely won't be the same, man.
Do you think you'll go down as one of the best Ultimate Fighter coaches in history?
Well, you know, politics... Fuck, man. Who knows, man?
Here, politics play a huge role in MMA.
I don't give a fuck if I ever go down as a coach, period. But you know what I do know? Is I have a fucking great living and a great job, and I love what I do. Period.
What's better than that?
I do. I know.
What? Don't do it.
I knocked the dust off that pussy. I can do that.
That's the best, right? That's the best, right? That's my dog.
I wish you guys could have just were.
Oh, shit. Anyways, man, Matt, I'm so glad you came down. Dude, you got to come down more. Kick it with me.
We literally talked about nothing for fucking
it was the best, though.
15 minutes.
It was the best time I've had in a minute.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
I'm telling you, man. Guys.
Hey, hold on. Check Instagram in about 30 minutes. I'm about to beat Justin's ass in some hoops.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Oh, no. I don't have cash. Yeah. It's for funsies.
Hey. Hey guys, honestly, man, Matt, where can you don't do so much social media?
Where can they find me? You can't, motherfuckers.
He doesn't want to give a shout out to his Instagram because he doesn't like, he likes to be on the DL. And I respect that. Either way, but guess what? Man, Matt, thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me. Love y'all.
Love it, man. Hey, for real. For real. I'll always be your brother, brother. Anyways, listen up. If you guys haven't heard, now you know. Matthew Lopez was in the house, only on GU Unfiltered. Hey, guys, without this, these guys I'm about to give a big shout-out to, listen up. Cafaro International, cafaro.net. Check them out on the web. Once you check out their gear, you're going to want it. Listen up. First time, only time. On this episode, I'm going to give you guys a GU15 code. It only works on packs, gear, all everything except shelters and stoves. GU15. Type it in, Cafaro International, and bring it up to 15. I got to give a big shout out to my boys at Title Knives. Title Knives, ultra light, ultra sharp. Man, type in GU15 on that one and save another 50%. Damn, is this a flea market up in here?
You're dropping GU15s on everything.
Everything. We hot up in here. We hot up in here. Okay, this ain't the flea market. Thank you for listening. Listen, guys, and without my boy people at Cafaro, Leopold, Cryptech, Tito, Matthews, dude. If you can't do it, I can't do it all alone. I need them. Help me, help you, and keep subscribing. We out.